Yo, 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 it's Dylan, and I'm in the building for your session of Save Me Sundays. And I'm here to give you a thought, a message. I need you to just pay close attention to what I'm about to say. It might sound pretty off or on for you, but I want you to remember your pennies. You see, in life is when we can appreciate something as small as a penny, a little coin that's worth 1 cent, that we can achieve greater and bigger things. You see, when we learn how to appreciate something that small, how to be joyful about something that small, the same way we should appreciate and be joyful about the many things that we have in our lives, the same way that we should appreciate and be joyful over the process, because remember, before you walk, you had to crawl, and before you could crawl, you had to get up, push yourself up, and hold yourself up on your hands and knees before you could start moving. So please, remember to start. Remember your pennies. You see, when you add up pennies, right, they become a different value. And what I'm saying to you is learn to appreciate what it is that you have so you can add on to it and it can become more. It can increase. It can multiply. See, funny story, I was on one of my other broadcasts speaking of the same thing. Remembering your pennies, appreciating, learning how to have appreciation for something as minuscule as a freaking penny can lead you to greatness. And as I was on my broadcast today, I was messing with the penny. I spent an hour with this penny in my hand, talking about my appreciation for it, putting power into the penny itself, talking about how important it is for us to remember our pennies, talking about how important it is to appreciate the little things that we have, because in order to, when you appreciate what you have, it becomes greater. Guess what happened to me, y'all? I lost my penny. I was fiddling with the penny, messing around with the penny. I don't know where the penny went, but I kept on speaking. While I'm looking for the penny, I'm like, yes, we can create this manifestation. We can be great. We can create everything that we want. We can have everything that we want. And I kept on going while looking for my penny, y'all, because I didn't know where my penny went. So as I'm looking for my penny and talking on my broadcast, guess what? I found a quarter. From finding that quarter, I said, yo, I might as well clean up this whole area. I found another quarter and 2 more pennies. Now you might be like, what the heck? He talking about 52 cents. What's that? What they say, how that song go, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. That man was speaking manifestation. You see, it's not about the 52 cents. It's about the plain fact that from my little my appreciation for something so minuscule and full and small, I found more and I got more. It might not be nothing, but it's more than that penny that I had before. And I appreciate that too. And guess what? I ain't gonna tell you the rest. You see, it's when we learn to appreciate what we have. It's when we feel joy, the joy of ownership, whatever it is, because it's mine, I have it. The universe, life itself has blessed me with this. I could have not had it, but I got it. And when we put love, joy, and the real positive energy into it, it becomes greater. You see, the universe goes off of vibration. So if you have a positive outlook and a positive vibration about the things you are creating, the things that life is bringing to you, the things that you would acquire through life, life will give you more. It's a known fact. You see, we have to believe that we will acquire more, that we will gain more, that more will come to our lives, because we appreciate all that is in our lives now. And the universe sees this. You see, when you're out there, you have a bad feeling, you're feeling bad, you all bent up out of shape, caught up, tied up, mouth screwed up, you mad. Guess what happens in life, people? It gives you more reasons to be angry. You can't be better or get better if you don't already feel better. So I'm asking you to feel better. I'm asking you to appreciate the life that you have. To appreciate the things that you have in this life, because they're yours, and life will give you more and more and more and more and more. You see, there's abundance in this world. There's enough for everyone to have some. But the thing is, we don't put ourselves in the right vibrations. We don't align ourselves right in the right path to get it. Listen, I don't know about you, but I don't think I've ever heard of a millionaire that made his millions while he was mad and frustrated. You can't think. You can't piece things together. You cannot put things together at all. You cannot see it. You cannot see what to do. And then life confuses you. Then you go over there, you start feeling bad and angry because you're not getting this, you're not getting that. Instead of appreciating what you have. Because if you look at what you have right now, you have a lot. You got life. So listen, y'all. I want you to remember the pennies. That little 1 cent. Because it's through appreciating something that small that we can acquire or be something that big. Because remember, anything that is on a grand scale that is large is made up of multiple small parts. Multiple parts. And if you pull each part off, they're small, right? So please, please appreciate the process. Understand the process. Understand life. Understand this manifestation. Understand this law of attraction and what it is. I want you to live and have the greatest life that you can ever have. So I want you to remember the penny. You see, I was watching a video, and this is where it hit me. The guy was like, yo, how can we say we want this and want that? We want millions, but we can't appreciate all forms and all amounts of money coming to us, even down to a penny. What that saying says, see a penny, pick it up, for the day you'll have good luck. It's because if you can be overjoyed over something so small, it can make you happy, like, oh, I found me a penny. Guess what? You'll find yourself a quarter too. Sure. You'll find yourself a dollar, $5, $10, $100, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000. But it's all on you and the way you feel. Be overjoyed over anything and everything you get, and life itself will bless you with more. I'll say that again. Be overjoyed and appreciative of anything and everything you get, down to the last penny. Big item or small item, whatever it is. Appreciate the process, and life will bless you with more and more and more and more. And I want you to have more. I want you to be more than what you are today. I want you to become what it is that you dream of becoming. But we must understand, we must appreciate every little tiny step in the process to make the process work. Because you can skip levels, baby. Through your appreciation and joy, you can go from crawling straight into running, even leaping. Because life and the universe that we live in has no limits. And it gives you back what you give out to it 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. So when you're underappreciative of the things that you get, it gives you more reasons to be angry, more reasons to be unsatisfied, more reasons to be unhappy. All of a sudden, stupidness will be happening for no apparent reason that you can't even understand why. Remember, the penny. This has been Dylan. And I want to say peace, love, and happiness on this Sunday. And I am out the building. Hey, how y'all doing today? This is Dylan, no Charlie. Of course, because we know what day it is. It is Save Me Sundays. Yes, Save Me Sundays. And today I'm going to talk to you about something important. Forget the low-cut voice and all of this. This is about to be some real talk, so I need y'all to listen up. You see, in our lives, it's so important to a lot of people to feel the sense of validation, to feel the sense of love and appreciation, you know, to get a couple of things, a couple of emotions from others, except for getting it from ourselves. So today I'm going to talk to you about believing in yourself more than anyone else can believe in you. You have to. You need to. This is a must. There is no sugarcoat in it. Because the thing is, when you start to seek validation outside from yourself, when you're looking for a reason why outside from yourself, you're not going to get what you want. Not all the time. Because the thing is, these things like love and appreciation, thankfulness, not a lot of people have that within their spirit because they did not teach themselves that, or they were not taught that in their life. Remember my talk about remembering a penny? learning how to appreciate the small things. And remember, I told you this is something that you have to learn. So it's hard for you to expect someone to always appreciate you, to always believe in you. You need to get up, stand up, and believe in yourself more than anybody else can believe in you. You see, the thing is, a lot of people, they live in that show me life before they can believe. Me, I'm different. I believe in you more than you can believe in yourself, because I know that with belief comes greatness. You see, how does it go? Actions speak louder than words. And yes, belief without action is dead. Yes. So I'm telling you to believe in yourself and then start moving with your belief, without needing anyone to push you, without needing anyone to motivate you, without needing anyone to inspire you. I need you to get up, stand up, and inspire yourself all day, every day, in any way. I need you to get up and say, I believe in me. I believe in my strength. I believe in the things that I can do. For, you see, when you look for validation, appreciation, belief, and love for someone else, sometimes if you don't get it, ooh, it makes you feel bad and worse about yourself. So save yourself from that and love yourself first every day. I got that from somebody. Big up to Queens is Life. I don't know her, but I do. Now, we must understand that this is needed because of what? You see, in your lives, as you progress, as you move towards your greatness, or as you become great from this belief, you will find people that will hate on you. You will find people that you're looking for them to say, ooh, that's a great idea, that'll tell you how bad your idea is. But it was actually a great idea. They could be mad that they didn't think about it first, or they just don't see it for you. But you can see it for yourself. And if you can see it for yourself and you want and you believe in it enough, you can achieve it. So don't let nobody or anybody bring you down. Don't put yourself in a position to be brought down by someone else. Put yourself in a position to lift yourself up every single day, in every single way possible. Validate yourself, appreciate your life and the things that you have gotten. Believe in yourself, trust in your own strength. Because guess what? When they see you moving and they see the actions start happening, they didn't believe too much before. But oh, sookie sookie now. Now they a believer. You see, these times, it's all about show me, show me, show me. Don't tell me. Show me, show me, show me. Don't tell me. So guess what? Don't tell nobody else but yourself. And let everybody else see, baby. Let everybody else see. Don't look for validation outside. Validate yourself. And let everybody see. Remember, at times, you might as well just move in silence. You might as well just not show until it's fully complete, and then let them jump on the bandwagon. Let them understand your greatness after you become great. And guess what? You don't need them. Because the ones that truly will believe in you will express their belief in you without you having to tell them anything anyway. They'll automatically look at you and say to you, I believe in you. I believe in your dream. I know you can do it well. And guess what? You could be the type of person to tell somebody this, and they might not even believe, but not even appreciate your words, because they can't appreciate. They don't know it. They don't know what it is. They don't know how to do it. They don't understand it. So, I'm saying this to you right now. Stop looking for anything outside of yourself. Now, I'm not telling you, oh, you gotta do it by yourself, do it yourself, do it by yourself. No, you will find people along the way while you're doing what you're doing. While you're trying to get what you need to get done, that are involved in your actions. That'll help you along the way. You don't necessarily need them to believe in you or anything. They're just a part of your ultimate plan. You see, we have to recognize, and I will say this to you, whether you're a believer or not, there's ultimately one person who always believes in us, and that's God. Because He is the one who gave you the power, who gave you the strength, the Creator. And if you're atheist, then hey, believe in yourself and think about it. The universe answers. Law of attraction. So when you go off to get validated by someone else and they don't give you the validation that you are seeking, how do you feel? So I'm telling you right now, save yourself from it. Leave it alone. Do what you do. Do what you have to do. Do what you know to do. And do it well. And let them all see. Let them all watch and learn. And they'll come around. Oh, they will all come around. But the thing is, do you really need anyone else's appreciation, anyone else's love, anyone else's belief? Why can't you just believe, appreciate your life more than anyone can give you appreciation? Love yourself more than anyone can love you, and believe in yourself more than anyone can ever believe in you. Even though I tend to believe in people more than they believe in themselves. It's just that I understand what greatness is. And I can see greatness in people. That is me. But you know what? I've come to realize, and this is me talking to y'all, talking to me, that I don't need anyone else's validation. So you could listen, you could clap if you want, you could not clap. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does feel good now. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It feels good. But I just don't want you to set yourself up for disappointment. Because that's what happens. You will end up setting yourself up for disappointment. Now, those who really believe in you, those who really appreciate you, those who really love you, like I said before, will express it without you needing to ask for it. But there are those out there who don't know how to receive it too. So if you are giving love, you're giving appreciation, you're giving a belief, and it's not received well, understand. At the end of the day, you were being you. So I ask you to continue to be you. Do what it is that you do, and don't let any outside factors affect you or who you are. Don't let anyone bring you down. Stand up on your two feet. And tell yourself, I am great. I believe in me. I believe in my strength. I love me. I appreciate my life and everything and everyone in it. Say this to yourself and understand that the best belief that we can all have, other than just believing in ourselves, is understanding that we have a higher power that believes in us too. So this has been Dylan with Save Me Sundays. And I ask you, today, save yourself.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.